in Nigeria, the job that is never guaranteed is national team job. Coaches are hired and fired.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of the Niger FC podcast, where we bring you unfiltered, undiluted opinions with regards to everything surrounding the latest topics in Nigerian football. As always, I'm your host, IOT, and I have with me Nigerian Football Encyclopedia, my reliable co-host.
Mitlai, thanks for joining.
Yes, thank you very much for joining, wherever you are watching or listening to us from. We have a special episode for you this time. We want to discuss one particular topic. In case you've been sleeping under a rock, I'll bring you up to date. The Super Eagles of Nigeria, after going to the AFCON 2023 with head coach Jose Peseiro, they finished second after losing that final, 2-1 against the host nation, Ivory Coast. Sad day for everybody, but still something to be proud of, considering the fact that it was our first AFCON final since 2013 when we're triumphant. And the head coach, Jose Peseiro, went into negotiations with the NFF trying to see if he could settle on a new contract. Unfortunately, an agreement couldn't be made, and Jose Peseiro announced his departure from the Nigerian football coaching job. Of course, he left the job having been named as Jose Peseiro MON, an honor that was given to him by the president of Nigeria. And since then, the search has been on. In fact, I don't know if you guys saw it, the NFF put out a public broadcast, public information, apply for the job. They said anybody can apply, even me and you, we could have applied for the job, to be the head coach of the Super Eagles. We've heard so many different names. In fact, when we had the last friendly matches in March, Coach Finidi George, who was the assistant under Jose Peseiro, took charge of the two friendly games against Ghana and against Mali. He won the game against Ghana, leading to certain people saying he should get his job. I say certain people because I was one of the people that was actually saying, oh, maybe we can try him out and see how he did or how he does. And then against Mali, unfortunately, it was a sad day. And all those people changed their opinions and said, no, we cannot keep this man on the job. Even interim, we cannot do the job anymore. And then since then, we've heard so many different names. We've heard about some Dutch coaches. We've heard about some Nigerian coaches. But right now, based on the reports that are in the media, the forerunner for the job looks to be Emmanuel Amunike. He seems to be the man that a lot of people are saying is the most likely candidate that would get the job as the head coach of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. I'll give you some brief background on Emmanuel Amunike. He's a former Nigerian player, of course, a legend for the Super Eagles of Nigeria. He played as a forward. He played his club football in Zamalek. He played for Sporting in Portugal. He played for FC Barcelona. He played for Albacete. Well-storied career. Played several games for Nigeria. I think 27 appearances. He scored 9 goals. Did a pretty good job. And, of course, was part of the famous 94 set. That set of Super Eagles players that is still holding the whole country, the whole football in a chokehold until today. How many years later? And of course, yeah, was a gold medalist scored in the final of the 1996 Olympics. So very, very impressive playing career. And then of course, transitioned to become a coach. Now, as a coach, how has he done? After retiring, I think he coached as an assistant for a couple years. Then he went back to Nigeria to coach some teams in Nigeria, Julius Berger. And then I think his most famous stint as a head coach, at least for most people, was his time coaching the Nigeria under 17 national team. He coached the under 17 team to the trophy at the under 17 World Cup in 2015. A lot of young players today, a lot of players attribute their careers or the growth in their careers to the job that Emmanuel Amunike did while coaching them at the under 17 level. Most famously, Victor Osimhen, always appreciates him, always praises him, and always talks about how he helped him at that young level, and look at where he is today. And then, yes, he moved on after that, went to coach Tanzania in 2018, qualified them for the AFCON in 2019. Was a huge deal for Tanzania. But he went to the tournament, he lost all 3 matches, and then he left the role. That's not to knock him. I mean, Tanzania is not a very strong country in Africa. So any coach could have gone there and lost all three games. You know, went back into the job search and he was appointed the manager of Makassar, a club in Egypt, in 2020. After doing that, left the role, became director of academy, also had a stint as assistant coach for the Super Eagles again in 2022. And then now we find him here today, having not coached as a first team head coach since, I believe, he left the job in Tanzania or in Makassar in 2020. And yeah, we're hearing that he is the most likely appointee for the head coaching job that is available now with the Super Eagles. So that's just to give you guys a background on Emmanuel Amunike, his playing days and his coaching days. Smithlai, I'll turn it over to you because you're our resident expert, you know, on everything, Nigerian football history and all this knowledge and information. When Nigerian fans hear that Emmanuel Amunike is likely going to be the new head coach of the Super Eagles, should they be excited or not? What do you think?
I don't think they should be excited about the appointment. But, you know, let me just like say this thing, you know, we can't take it away from him. Emmanuel Amunike is a legend of Nigerian football. Despite that, he scored like 9 goals, but, you know, he scored one of Nigeria's most important goals in history. You know, if you remember, the 2 goals that won Nigeria at second half in 1994 was scored by Emmanuel Amunike. He also scored in the final of the Atlanta Olympic Games, you know, in USA, you know, when Nigeria beat Argentina in the final. So he's someone that you know, Nigerian football fans will never actually forget easily. So I think the reason why Nigerian football fans are so, you know, are so happy with him is just because of what he did for Nigeria in the past. And if not because of injury, you know, Amunike would have been, you know, one like a player, maybe talking the mood of like maybe the Rashidi Yekini, you know, of this world, because it was so good, you know, for someone to play from Zamalek of Egypt, you know, to Sporting Lisbon, you know, in what's it called, Portugal. In Portugal, to Barcelona in Spain, you know, very gifted player. But it was just unfortunate that injury wasn't his friend. So I think Nigeria were really happy because of what he did on the pitch. But in his coaching job, he was coach of the Nigerian 17 team that, you said it earlier, that won the World Cup in Chile. But, you know, a lot of people forgot that the team did not even perform well in the African Championship. You know, we narrowly qualified for the World Cup. You know, I remember we lost our semi-final against South Africa. And, you know, we also lost the third place game too. If it was like before that, Africa used to have 3 representatives to under 17. It would have been very hard for Nigeria to actually qualify. Though what he did right was like, at least he discovered what Victor Osimhen. He was a top scorer in that under 17 AFCON that year. So, you know, about his record in under 17, we can't dispute that. You know, in fact, his tactics he used during that World Cup was even acknowledged by FIFA, you know, because of, you know, the way his team actually was played. Apart from that, we cannot be excited to say that Amunike is coming to the national team, because the same team that he coached to win the under 17 World Cup, we could not qualify for the Africa under 20 championship. We lost to Sudan. So the team was meant to progress to the 2017 under 20, but we lost to Sudan. You know, we won the away game and we lost in Lagos, I think 4-3 on our away goal rule. So that was how the whole thing actually was ended. And two, he went to Tanzania to coach Tanzania. Tanzania qualified for the AFCON. And when you saw his team playing in Egypt, they did not really do well. And even before they went to AFCON, the local team, local press, were not really happy with him in Tanzania because of, you know, he was picking, they used to, you know, national team in Tanzania used to pick like younger. They used to have a certain club that normally play for them in national team. So he was picking like different players. So I think that one too caused a lot of issues with him when he was in Tanzania. So for me, I think there's no strong enough CV for him to say that he wants to coach the Super Eagles. Because, you know, look at the job he actually took after the under 17. You cannot see that it was really impressive in those jobs. So for me, I think he's coming to this team based on what he did for Nigeria as a player and what he also did for Nigeria in the under 17. But coaching at senior level, I think that, you know, it's not, I don't think Amuneke is really, really there for me.
Well said. Thank you very much for that, Smita. You know, I've said this several times. People have disagreed with me, have fought me on my opinion. But I do not like the fact that we give our Nigerian coaches a huge pass when it comes to the level that they have to be to coach a national team. Now, I know that there's certain intricacies about being Nigerian that are good, that are helpful in terms of knowing the system more, maybe knowing the players a little bit better. But like Smilai said, when you look at his CV, there is nothing there that really excites you, that gets you pumped up and saying, oh, wow, this guy is about to be the head coach of the Nigerian national team. The reality of it is that this is going to be his biggest job in his career. And even the other jobs that he has had, there's none that was a very, very, you know, exciting role. The only other national team he has coached is Tanzania. We know that Tanzania is a very small national team when you compare to Nigeria. He hasn't coached clubs consistently other than his spell with Julius Berger and Ocean Boys, I believe, in the mid-2000s to early 2010s. And there's just not much that you can look at and say this is why he is deserving of the Super Eagles job. You know, for context, even a coach like Jose Pesero, that a lot of people felt, oh, did not have a good CV, or maybe he did not deserve the Nigerian job. I mean, the man had coached as assistant at Real Madrid, had coached Sporting, had coached Panathinaikos, had coached Saudi Arabia, Braga, you know, Vitória Guimarães. He had at least coached at different levels, you know, different teams, national teams, first team level for a number of years. And people still felt like his CV was not good enough. Oh, he's not a top coach, so why is he coaching Nigeria? But when it comes to the Nigerian coaches, we tend to give them that pass. Probably because they are legends, we love them, they are Nigerian. But still, just from a purely football analytical point of view, there is nothing to be excited about. Now, does that mean that he won't do a good job? No, he might do a good job. Does that mean that I will not support him? No, I will support him. But when you're just looking at it, I guess on a piece of paper, there's not much that there is to be hopeful about. I've been saying this for, I think, the past 2-3 years now. My hope for the Super Eagles of Nigeria is mostly because I believe in the talent and the level of ability that the current players have. If they can get a good coach that is close to their ability or even better than their ability to coach them, I believe that we'll have a very successful team on our hands. But now we have to take what we get. We have World Cup qualifiers that are coming up in June. If we don't qualify for the next World Cup, it's a big disgrace. So I really do hope that if Amuneke is given the job, I really hope that he's going to be able to get the team together. He's going to be able to galvanize them to quality results and, you know, potentially qualifying for the World Cup, I mean, the AFCON, as well as the World Cup coming up in 2026. But we know that the June games against South Africa and Benin are two very important matches for us, because if we don't get good results in those games, it will be a very uphill battle for us to climb back to the top of our World Cup qualifying group. Smita, let me ask you, you know, there's also this talk about the NFF gives opportunities to foreign coaches, but they don't always give the same opportunity to the Nigerian coaches. Do you think that this could be, you know, a time that the NFF are saying, okay, we want to empower one of our own. We want to give one of our own the opportunity to lead the team and let us see how he does. Could this be what is going on here?
So, if you've checked the record of our local coaches, national team for about 30 or 35 years now, you realize that they normally start well. But when they get comfortable with that job, things will change. And that is a major problem. So because that is when they start bringing friends into the national team. So, you know, and from then, if you are not being fair with what you are doing, the performance, they will not perform well. You know, I remember during the 2006 World Cup qualifiers, Coach Oster Gavon came in and he did well. He took the team to Egypt. He did well. He came third. You know, he brought in John Obi Mikel, Chinedu Obasi Obuke. You know, Obasi Obuke was an alternate player there. But the issue basically is this. When they stay longer, they get comfortable with the job, they start doing what they like. So I just think that that is why, you know, in Nigeria, the job that is never guaranteed is national team job. Coaches are hired and fired. You can be hired today. For example, now, I'm telling you, if they hire Munike, he becomes the coach. And Nigeria failed to beat Benin Republic and South Africa. I can tell you, they can sack him before September. And they will not pay any compensation. That is one thing about national team jobs. They will not pay him. They will just sack him straight away. See, it's like they can even sack him without even communicating. Mm. They can go and post on social media that he has been sacked. So, you know, the issue basically is that, you know, you can't really settle on national teams that you want to get. So, see, Nigeria cannot endure poor performances, honestly. You can't, you know, if you fail, somebody must take responsibility. And in Nigeria, it's the coach, not the NFF, that will take responsibility. Mm. Somebody must go. And that's the reason why you see them hire and fire coaches. So that is the reason why so most of the time they don't actually give our people that opportunity. About giving some white opportunity. How many whites, how many foreigners have been given that long opportunity? Clement Weserov and Gennett Rowe. They gave them that opportunity. Most of them, like Alfred Onan in 1988, he wasn't given enough opportunity. Tite Liebrecht in 1999, he wasn't given enough opportunity. The guy, Betty Votes, he wasn't given enough time. So, last Lager back, how many times did they give him? So, it's not about foreign and local coach. It's NFF. They can't, somebody must take responsibility of failure. And most times, it's the coaches. If Gennett Rowe did not qualify for the World Cup in 2018, do you think he will stay in the job? No, he won't be in the job.
Yeah,
but I'll sack him. So how would Eguavo not qualify for the World Cup in 2002 and want to remain at the job? So it's not. It's if there's a failure, somebody must go. So that is it. Do you think that if Passero crash out of the group stage, we'll be begging for a new one. He's gone. Bye bye. So it's not I don't think that they're not giving them opportunities. It's just that if there's any failure, it's going. So for Gennett Rowe and Clement Weserov, because they did well, that's why you see them essentially will stay in that job for a longer time.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you for that insight, Smidlai. You know, me, I've always said I don't like foreign versus local or home-based or Nigerian debates when it comes to our players or coaches, everything like that. It just breeds a divisive mentality that some people do it intentionally. They bring up these things intentionally because they know it's divisive. But I always think that it's such a moot point. If you are good enough, if you are performing well, then have the job. The truth is, as much as it would be nice to see a Nigerian leading the national team, if a foreign person, whether it be Ghanaian, whether it be South African, whether it be Ethiopian, if the person can do a better job, at the end of the day, what we all want is for our national team to be great and to be successful. I don't care who the coach is. The players will still be Nigerian players. And that's the most important thing. But yes, Mida, a final question on this. When, you know, a lot of fans are wondering, when can we expect an announcement to be made? Whether it's Amunike, whether it's somebody else. Do you know when we can expect an announcement?
If you say that you have inside information, sometimes you can be disappointed. Genevieve is meant to name the national team manager this Monday, and we are recording on Tuesday now. There's no sign. Maybe national team manager. What I know is that before next week Friday, they will name the manager. What they are doing now is that they are trying to do finishing touches to the contracts and everything. And don't forget that I don't know, maybe they have faith for Jose Peseiro. So they have to make sure that everything that he wants, you know, is tight. And I think they already have the manager. The manager is already working in the background. I just think that it's not public yet. But just don't wait. You know, when you say that they are bringing wife to come and meet you, you don't need to be looking about. Just wait and sit and wait for that beautiful bride to come. Wait for the announcements. And they are coming. No worries, it's going to be on Twitter. Maybe the night or anywhere. You just announce it that you know, we have a new coach now. For me, I think it might even be this Friday. As soon as possible, yeah.
All right. Let us see when we make the announcement. And of course, we'll post on the page. And more than likely, we'll have an episode where we're talking about whoever is appointed as the head coach and, you know, getting people's reactions to the appointment as well. This has been Niger FC Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for watching. If you enjoy this question, if you enjoyed the video, please make sure you like, make sure you share with your friends, your family, your loved ones, your group chats, your discussion forums, and just get as many people as possible tuned into the podcast. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that you never miss an episode of this exciting Nigerian football content. My name is Ayotee and my co-host is
Smith Lai.
Thank you very much, guys. Bye-bye.